Best-selling author and American psychologist Mary Pfeiffer said this, "We live in a world filled with language. Language imparts identity, meaning, and perspective to our human community. Writers are either polluters or part of the cleanup team. Just as the language of power and greed has the potential to destroy us, the language of reason and empathy has the power to save us. Writers can inspire a kinder, fairer, more beautiful world, or invite selfishness, stereotyping, and violence. Writers can unite people or divide them." In this Book Show podcast, host, confidence coach Susan Axelrod asks women authors a simple question: which kind of writer are you? She invites each guest to step into the confidence zone to proclaim how her book can inspire. If you are seeking inspiration to create your legacy, take out your pen and pad. Your book, My Time, starts now. Hello, friends. Welcome to the KSMG Book Show, your book, My Time. I'm your host, the confidence coach, Susan Axelrod. I am delighted to bring authors who inspire to your listening pleasure. Listening to books was part of what I call my university education in a car on the journey to my own enlightenment. There were some books that inspired me so much, I listened to them over and over. There are books that I have read over the years that I have post-it notes in, underlining, highlighting. They stay on my shelves. They stay with me for years. They've been friends on my journey. So when I had the opportunity to create my own book show, I said yes to that. And I decided that I would bring to you authors who inspire. Today's author is one of my favorites, Kelly Walk Hines. I met Kelly a few years ago, and I have learned from her. I have been inspired by her personal story, which I will let her share with you herself. And I want to let you know that I was so inspired by Kelly and her work, Finding Hope in the Darkness, that I decided to be the sponsor for her exhibit book, for an important exhibit that she had called Hope in the Darkness. So I am delighted to welcome Kelly Walk Hines to the book show today. Kelly, hello. It's great to see you.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, Kelly, you know how I feel about you. You know how I feel about your work, and you know how I feel about you as a hope coach, helping to inspire victims of domestic violence, survivors long into the journey. You are a person of light they can turn to. Your book sheds light in this important area that everyone needs to know about and understand. And I know you have several books now. And so I want to ask you to just get started by answering my number one question: what is the story behind your story?
And thank you so much for always for your support and your encouragement. And you also inspire me to keep going and to be able to reach as many people as I want to reach. You help me find that path to be able to do it. And thanks for letting me share my story. My story is sad, but it's a message of hope. My childhood, I grew up in a state of fight or flight. But I was not able to do either because I was always afraid of what was going to happen. My mom met my dad and he was abusive, and she finally left him and met another man, and she was murdered by the time I was 3 and a half and left 5 kids unintentionally abandoned without their mom or their dad. So then we were shipped off to a family that we really didn't know and that weren't equipped to take care of 5 kids full of trauma. And by the time I found my dad at 4, I guess he found me. And then he took me away from my siblings when I was 6. So by the time I was 6, I was in 3 different families, not only 3 different homes, but 3 different caregivers, 3 different rules, regulations. The only thing constant were my siblings until my dad took me away from them and I went to live with somebody I really didn't know. And he was violent, and I grew up the rest of my childhood being afraid. And that's where my title of my book, Memoirs of an Invisible Child, come in. I felt like you couldn't hurt what you couldn't see. So I literally stopped existing and just focused on surviving, listening, worrying, hearing my stepmom BB every day. And it was horrendous. It was a horrible way to grow up. And I was sad every day of my life. I couldn't show it, but I was just so sad. But my story, my whole thing is not about that. My thing is about finding hope in that darkness. And my hope that I found was faith. I found God when I was little, and I would go to any church I could walk to. It wasn't a family thing. We would just do it. And that's what helped me survive and crawling inside my head so that I could get through it. And then, so that's my story. And my story as an adult, I knew that I was not going to let that that my childhood steal any of the joy of being an adult. So I worked really hard. I became a nurse. I've been a mental health nurse for 25 years. I worked with kids my whole life and tried to help people come out of the darkness. So my journey is domestic violence, but I feel like we all have that dark place that we get stuck in sometimes. And we just have to know that on the other side of that dark place, that there is light and hope. And that's where I came up with my exhibit called Hope in the Darkness. It's finding that hope. And I try to help people find that hope before they get to the darkness, because when you're in the darkness, it's really hard to find the hope. Mm. So that's part of what my exhibit is to help people find something that they can hold on to in the midst of darkness.
Well, there's a lot to unpack there. I want to let our listeners know that I met Kelly one day when we were in an online group. We did not know each other. And I put out a note, a post that said, I'm nervous about my upcoming book event. And out of the blue, she said, well, I'll be happy to speak with you about this. I've done that. And then two strangers talked on the phone that night and had a wonderful conversation. She supported me. She encouraged me. She cheered me on. She had no idea who I was. And I'm like, who is this positive, wonderful person? And then, of course, we got to know each other. And then I learned your story. And it was all the more remarkable to me to go from being an invisible child steeped in violence and darkness and really in a totally soul-crushed existence. And then thank God you found faith. Faith, yes. You know, found you. You found faith that supported you, and it's supported you on your journey. But you are the hands and feet, and you have walked this path yourself. You have walked yes. on the journey to find hope in the darkness. Mm-hmm. And so I've worked with Kelly over the years. And one of the goals that I know you have personally is to help victims of domestic yes. violence, and personally to help all of us understand that domestic violence is a cause. It's a concern. It's an epidemic. That doesn't just happen during the awareness month of October.
Exactly.
Year round, and often and especially during the holidays. So I want to ask you, just let us know about the evolution of your many books. You started with The Memoirs of an Invisible Child. And I know that Kelly, yes, hold it up. Thank you.
That's it.
Kelly, yeah. Kelly has a big Facebook group. If you're interested. Kelly, what's the name of the Facebook group?
It's called Hope in the Darkness. And then it's Memoirs of an Invisible Child. You usually both will pull it up.
Okay, good.
The whole title is, it's pretty a long title, but Hope in the Darkness, Memoirs of an Invisible Child. And I'm very interactive in that. You can message me anytime. I talk to people all the time. And that is my goal, to help people, because when, like I said before, if you're in that dark spot, it's very hard to see the next step. So I like to guide people out of that darkness, and that way they can start to get stronger and heal on their own. But sometimes when you can't see anything positive and you can't see any hope, you need somebody to just sit. And that's part of what I do with my hope coaching, is just to have some buddy that you can talk to and that just help you to get through minute by minute, hour by hour. Sometimes that's all you can do till you can get out of that dark space that you're in. So I had always wanted to write it. I just wasn't in the place to write it. And then when I started writing it when I was 40, it was so healing. It was so healing to be able to just take all that stuff that was in my heart and put it on paper. And then once I started helping people and I started getting feedback from people that they could relate to my story, that they've had my story, and that was the point of my story, not to be like, oh, feel sorry for me, because I don't want you to feel sorry for me. I've overcome it. And I'm not the only person in the world that's ever felt sad or had to struggle. And that's why I feel like it's so important. I wrote my book for so many reasons, but another reason is because I wanted to show I was a victim of child abuse because I was in a domestic violence situation. Mm-hmm. Domestic violence is child abuse. I was literally scared every single day. And I can't even explain it. There's just so much to the story, more than what I had even said. But when you cannot even, I couldn't play, I couldn't be normal, I couldn't learn things, I couldn't even have an emotion. If I was mad or sad or glad or angry, my dad was furious. So I never had any emotion. I never liked anything. I liked whatever he liked. So my point is to teach people how kids are so affected by domestic violence. And if you're in a domestic violence situation, you're worth it to get out of it. And I know it's not easy. It's not something that you could just say, oh, I need to get out and I will.
Right.
It's a process, and I'm willing to sit and talk with you and help you. And we do, you know, we could do it in a private area so that nobody else knows. It's a private thing. And you know, it's just, I wanted to help people find their courage to know that there is something else out there besides sadness and heartbreak and that darkness. When you heal, after I wrote my first book and I started healing, I feel like I have a superpower now, because I feel like there's nothing that I can't do or nothing that holds me back, or I just keep going forward every single day and knowing I went through horrible things, so I can handle everyday mishaps. So I want to help other people find that little superhero in them too. So it's, I think it's really important for me to get this out there. And I also wrote a workbook journal that goes with it. And when I wrote my book, at the end of every chapter, it was according to what part of my life I was in. I would write things I learned during that time. And maybe I didn't understand it when I was a kid, but when I got to be an adult and I look back, I realized things that I had learned or things that, you know, that are, when I became an adult and I had kids, I was terrified that I would pass before my kids would be grown up. So I would find myself like in a rainstorm on the side of the road crying because I'd be afraid of having an accident. Mm. And that's not something that if you've never been through that or you have never had that loss, you might not understand that. But there are so many people, when I say that, they get that. They say, people write me and say, I understand what you said. And sometimes just to be heard and to know that you're not the only person out there that's been through trauma. Mm-hmm. And to know that you can go through horrible things and life will go on and you will find your happiness. It might not be even what you thought you wanted or that you thought you needed. But when you finally can make decisions for yourself, when you can feel good about yourself and love yourself and do things in life that you want to do, it's an amazing feeling. And I want to help people find that. And I get excited, Susan, when I help other people, because it just feels good to be able to care. And I have plenty more books coming out, but I have a kid's book coming out, called Finding Hope. And it's about a little girl that's, you know, trying to find hope, and it's a really cool concept. And so I want to reach, you know, kids.
When? When's that coming out? Next year?
I'm hoping to have it out by October. It will be out because my daughter's doing the illustration and my son's helping me write the words.
Great.
But it's such a super cute, because she's trying to find hope. Her mom tells her hope makes her feel better. And she's trying to figure out, she thinks hope is a little girl. So she's trying to find this little girl named Hope.
Yay. I'm so excited. Oh, this is so great.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so excited. And I have lots of things planned. And by October, and my second book, my sequel to this first one, Memoirs of an Invisible Child, is my first. And my second is Memoirs of a Loud, Loud Woman. Because once I found my voice, I haven't been quiet since. And that's okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm hoping to have that out also in the next year. So I've got a lot of things planned, and I want to just be able to help people. And I am very open to people messaging me and talking to me. And, you know, I can help you set up on a coaching sessions. I can just help you figure out how to get to the next step and how to find that little bit of strength to just go on and keep going forward until you can find that. And then we'll celebrate when you find the light.
So, since you said it, how can people get in touch with you if they really want to access your hope coaching or conversation? How can people get in touch with you?
Well, thanks to you. You helped me come up with an amazing website. I'm so proud of my website. It's feelinghopeful.com because I'm all about feeling hopeful.
Find Kelly at feelinghopeful.com. But I just want to say, Kelly, honestly, I'm just sitting here watching you because we're on, you know, video here. This will be archived, recorded on Transformation Talk Radio, of course. But on YouTube, you can see us. You can see this big smile on my face. And I'm watching you in the light. And in hope, and just the small bit of the story that you've shared with us today, to just have you be vertical, you know, to just have you be upright instead of in a, you know, fetal position and substance abuse and, you know, whatever. I mean, the other paths that you might have taken are many, but your path brought you here sitting, talking to me in a hopeful, joyful, you know, amazed state on this book show today, being interviewed as an author of several books with more to come out. So I really love the idea of hope in the darkness. The darkness, as you mentioned, is domestic violence. It's really, truly an epidemic of mass proportions, Kelly. We know that alcohol use disorder and substance use disorder significantly has risen over the last couple of years with the COVID pandemic. And so there's so many people who must hear this conversation that we are having today.
Yes.
So I want to invite anyone listening to this podcast, if you know anyone whom you suspect or you know is in a very dark situation, share this podcast with them, please, because they must get to know Kelly Walk-Hines. They must get their way to feelinghopeful.com. They must make their way to this Facebook group, which I come into every now and then. And there's like, talk, 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 engage, engage. There's all this stuff going on. Kelly is the real deal. She shows up there. She speaks with people. People call her personally. And for the record, honestly, I've had my own darkness. I'm a human, even though I am the confidence coach and Miss Positivity, as people call me. Kelly knows. She's been my coach in those times. And I've needed that. And so I'm really calling this out and inviting people to share this podcast if they know someone who is in domestic violence or in some kind of deep darkness where hope feels totally elusive. Because the story in Kelly's book, you know, my second question that I ask all the authors, why is your book worth my time to read? I'm going to answer that question. Because the story in Kelly's book must be read and must be understood, that there is a possible alternative to what it is that you might be existing in now. Now, Kelly, don't you have also a coloring book?
Yes.
Tell us about your coloring book.
Yeah. My daughter's an artist, and I'm very big on words. I think that people need to be more positive and need to say more positive things to each other. And my coloring book is Grow With Love. And you can find all that on Amazon. I have my Amazon page, author's page, and you can look there. Or you can look on my website. I have all my books on my website. But I made the words that I feel like are very important and very strong. And just like with all my stuff, it starts with the darker stuff and it goes to the light. Everything about that I do talks, because you have to talk about what really goes on. You have to deal with what goes on. So you start out with the dark, but then you end up in the light, and it's just about going forward. And I talk about my stuff all the time, and people say, you know, are you, you know, why do you keep talking about it? And I was like, because I'm healing from it, but maybe I can help somebody else heal from it. And that, instead of drugs and alcohol, thank goodness I never did that. I threw myself into helping other people from when I was young. I always felt like there was a way to help other people. So that's where I came up with all the stuff. So my coloring book is, it's just something where you can just color and think and process. And there's a couple little, you know, if you want to write a couple little assignments in there, you can write, and you just sit and relax and read it. And it could be for kids. It could be for adults. It's for anybody, really. So I'm excited. That's why I'm kind of venturing out into, you know, a children's book and stuff like that, because I want to reach everybody, because I feel like it's so important to know that no matter how bad you have it, that there is another side. And if you're in domestic violence, that's one of the reasons I wrote it too, is for the people that are in domestic violence, but for the people that aren't, to understand what people go through. And how my dad was the abuser, and he did it to different women. He did the same tactics to each woman. So it's not the woman's fault, or, you know, men can be abused also. It's not just the, it's not the abused person's fault. It's the abuser. They know how to manipulate. They know how to make people feel like it's their fault. And I'm here to say it's not. And I'm here to say that once you get past that, and it's hard to get out of the darkness. Mm-hmm, but once you do, you just, it's amazing. And
let me say this, Kelly, whomever it is who says to you, why are you still talking about that? You just keep, you know, saying that answer. You're still talking about it, because there's people right now listening to this podcast who need to hear this, who are in this situation. Yeah. And if you were not still talking about it in a healed and revealed way, then this new person, domestic violence has not gone away. That's why we're still talking about it.
No.
So that is the answer. You're going to keep talking about it. I will keep talking about it, because there's people who need our help, and they're women and men, of course. And there's also the children in the circumstances who are being subjected. And so that's why we are continuing to talk about it. That's why this podcast is not waiting till October is Domestic Violence Month. Kelly told me a few years ago, her goal is to make domestic violence a cause that is known and understood and considered year round.
Yes.
Not just in the month of October. And I'm on that train.
I'm
on that train too.
I appreciate it. It's going big. I'm going to reach a lot of people. And I'm not sure if I had told you this or not, but my other goal for October, because I have my kids all involved to help me, I'm going to put my exhibit online. I'm going to make it where you can actually go online, because not everybody, you were gracious enough to come to the exhibit, but not everybody's able to. And I want to be able to reach people. I've actually talked to people from India. I've talked to people from all over Australia.
Well, Kelly Rawkins, here and now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to sponsor that exhibit. I am going to be one of your sponsors for that online exhibit.
I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm going to talk to you about that. That's going to be my gift. I'm going to be one of your sponsors. And I'm going to
also. That's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And I'm going to also work to get a few other sponsors, because we need
to. And you're so encouraging, because it's, I love what I do, absolutely, but it's overwhelming sometimes, and it's a lot. So I appreciate having your confidence and your excitement, and for you being excited about it and always helping me. And that is huge. And that's why we have to all stick together. We're stronger when we're together. And I don't want people to ever feel like they're by themselves or that they're alone, because I truly, truly, truly care about people. And I don't have to know them. Like you said, I was willing to help you. I didn't know you were already a well-known speaker. I just thought you were somebody that was just starting out. And I thought, I don't ever want somebody to feel nervous or feel like they can't handle something. So I talk to people all the time online and I love it. And so yeah. I want to get my exhibit up there so that they can, because it's an interactive exhibit. Yeah,
I know. I have chills. I'm so excited. I already can't wait to talk to you about that.
I'm so excited.
It is. And also the thing about the exhibit and the reason I sponsored the workbook, this workbook of that exhibit, is that it's interactive. It's educational in a way that is a little bit chilling, but also so beautiful and amazing. Because if you're not in a situation of domestic violence, you don't know, you have no idea. Mm-hmm. And then you're in this darkness yourself, being subjected to these attacks yourself, these emotional attacks yourselves. But the exhibit itself supports you to walk through so that you can then become an advocate. And that's what we all want. And that's what we all need. Yeah, absolutely. Now, I want to give a shout out to something I'm doing, which is relevant to our conversation about your writing two more books, Kelly. And that is, I am offering a writer's accountability group. Starting in January, I'm going to be offering a weekly group, 9 a.m. Eastern. And this is going to be for writers who are in the middle of a book, want to write a book, doing business writing, want to get better at journaling. And all of my groups are intimate. There's no more than 20 people. We show up, we do the work in accountability, and we GSD, get shit done.
And you do. And I have been through several of your classes and we do get stuff done. And I love it. And I feel so motivated. You are inspiring and motivating and you make me feel like I can take over the world. I love it. And I appreciate that very much.
Thank you so much. That's confidence, baby.
That's the truth.
Yeah. So let's ask one quick final question and then we'll say your website again and we'll close. And that is, what do you want a reader to do after reading your book?
I want them to be able to recognize domestic violence. I want the people that are in domestic violence to get help, to figure out. And I talk about it in my book, like where you can go and who you can talk to, just make that first step to get help. I want people that aren't in domestic violence situation to understand what domestic violence victims go through. I want them to understand that domestic violence is child abuse. I want them to know that my journey is domestic violence, but everybody has their journey. And, you know, nobody gets out of this life without some kind of darkness. And I want them to know that darkness is temporary. The light comes, and there's such a peace after darkness. Like I can't even explain when you get through that peace and you find your new, where you need to be and your life. It's amazing. And it's a life worth living. It's not, you don't ever forget your trauma, but you heal from it. You can. I am proof. There is healing. And I raised two amazing kids and I did a lot of really positive things. And I'm very proud of that. But I worked hard for it and I worked through my trauma. And so I want people to know that there is life after darkness. And that's what I think a lot of people don't understand it. So I want to help people find that hope in the darkness.
Fantastic. Kelly Wachhines, I love you, woman.
I love you so much.
Thank you so much for joining me on the KSMG Book Show today. I want to say to our listeners, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe to my YouTube channel for this podcast. It's important to share this inspirational work of women like Kelly. Kelly, my friend, stick around because I need to talk to you about my sponsorship.
And thank you. Thank you for giving us, the writers, a chance to be able to talk, because we don't always have platforms where we're able to reach people. So thank you for everything that you do. You are inspiring. And I would recommend anybody to join anything that she has, because if you want to, it's, you just can't imagine. It's like having a best friend teach you stuff every day. I love it. And we literally did not know each other. So it's not like we're two friends from high school, you know. We literally met by accident, and nothing's by accident.
Nothing's by accident. That's right.
Things are supposed to be exactly how they turn out. So yeah. I thank you for everything. And this is great. I'm so excited about your podcast. This is going to be awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, friend. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. See you next time on your book, My Time.